With AudioJelly.com, this is episode 26. Kicking off with a record I've actually been playing in my sets for about a year now, but never played it on the podcast to date, so I thought I'd let you guys check it out as well. It's a remix of Underworld, Dark and Long, produced by a couple of guys from the UK.
Down.
Lumen with Levitation. It's on Curve Recordings. Before that, we kicked off with Underworld, Dark and Long, JT and Funk Agenda's Central Exposure Remix. Coming up next, this is new on the Baroque label. It's James Harcourt with Tease, and this is Shiloh on the mix.
Yeah.
track in the background. It is, of course, Three Drives with Grease 2000, and this is the Liama mix.
Belgium here. The tune I have for you is my very own latest called Changes Are Good, which is coming out in April on the Club Elite. Here it is in a special main crew mix. All the best with your podcast and talk to you soon, buddy.
Mike for being this fortnight's podcast player and choosing to play us his new track entitled Changes Are Good. The next track is actually something I started off as just a remix I made to play in my own sets, basically. However, after playing it out a few times, it seemed to generate a bit of interest. I passed a copy over to Armin van Buuren, who made it his tune of the week, and all of a sudden people seem to be talking about it. You may have heard it already, but if not, check it out and see what you reckon. It's called Booster, Dance Is Dead. Official audiojelly.com top 10. 10 biggest tracks on Audio Jelly right now. Next up is the official AudioJelly.com number one, and there's actually a bit of a story to this one. I originally heard this track as a demo. It must have been 5 years ago, and at the time wasn't too into it, but fair play to the artist. He persevered with it, got himself an Airbase remix, eventually got supported by Tiesto, and now in 2007 it finally gets a release. It's Jatmaster A with Bells of Tiananmen, and this is the Airbase remix. Clayson versus Motorcycle as Playmo comes. Cheeky bootleg that was made by Shane 54. It's kind of one of those records where somebody sends you an MP3 of it, you look at the track name and you think, that is never gonna work. And then you listen to it and you're kind of pleasantly surprised. On the other hand, you may think it's absolutely terrible, in which case I apologise. A couple of your emails to read out here. Jason says, hey, just wanted to drop you a quick mail to thank you for producing and spinning such massive tracks every week. I haven't missed a podcast since episode 1, so please keep the hot beats coming. Simon mailed us to say keep up the great shows, first one I tuned into and I love it. And we had a mail from Kel in Singapore saying, can't wait to see you at Zouk in a couple of weeks' time, you're going to absolutely love it. Remember, if you want to get in touch, just mail us podcast@garethemery.com. Remember to tell us where you're from. In the background now, we're going to keep things on a Bart Clayson tip. This is a brand new remix by him. The artist is called Remo Con and the track is called Cold Front. Paul Webster with Corruption. It's a track that got quite a lot of attention when it was floating around as an unsigned CD towards the end of last year, with a lot of big DJs playing it. Now it's been signed to Armada, and this is the brand new remix from Greg Downey. It's very cool, check it out. We'll be right back. heard is Relocate versus Cliff Cohenrod with We Feel. So that brings us towards the end of this slightly extended podcast. We're going to finish with this. It's John W. Fleming and Wizzy Noise with Sidonia. Contains a slightly cheeky sample from a certain Muse record. It was only a matter of time before somebody did it, but fortunately it has been done rather well. So that is it from podcast 26. This weekend I'm going to be playing at the Escape Club in Swansea. Looking forward to that a lot. And then the weekend after I'm going to be at Zouk in Singapore on the Friday night before heading to Taiwan to play at the Ministry of Sound 3rd birthday on the Saturday. So if you're going to be at any of those three gigs, come and say hi. They all promise to be wicked nights. Episode 26 is going to be out on the 5th of April. We've got Coburn on the phone for our podcast player. Until then, enjoy the rest of the month.
Come to make things right.